And finally this week, regular listeners know that over the last couple of months, we've been featuring commentaries from young people discussing new trends. This is a series that we call What's the New What? Stories that touch on social and cultural and political issues that affect teens and young adults. It's produced by our friends at Youth Radio. So last week, Youth Radio's Pendarvis Harshaw said that his peers view giving up condoms in their monogamous relationships, that this is a symbol of a commitment so strong that maybe it's going to lead to marriage. This story really generated a lot of response from listeners and bloggers, so much so we've invited day-to-day producer Shireen Meraji to tell us about it. So what happened with this one?
Well, soon after the story aired, which was last Thursday, it started making its way through the blogosphere, and well-known blogs like Jezebel, Boing Boing, and BuzzFeed all linked to it, and Slate.com's Women of the Double X Factor actually wrote about this. Our blog, Daydreaming, received more than 100 comments from listeners, which is huge because we have a new blog, and the comments are rolling in slowly still.
And I bet a lot of them are, what did you put this on the air for?
Well, that's what they said, that you have to have a more balanced discussion where you talk about sexually transmitted diseases like HIV and AIDS, and that any kind of discussion like this where there's risky behavior involved should not be taken lightly. And they thought that Pendarvis's tone was a little bit too light for the subject matter.
And how does it, so more than 100 comments, how does it break down? Is this the overwhelming majority of people are mad at us?
I would say it was split 50-50. People who actually said, there were young people who wrote in and said, this happens all the time in our lives. You know, we have a boyfriend or girlfriend, we get very serious, we go to the health clinic, get checked, and then we decide to ditch condoms because it means that we have a strong bond. So people wrote in to say that. Some people were like, why is there any outrage at all?
So you called back, you went to called back Youth Radio, and you talked to Pendarvis about this.
I did. And he told me that he knew that he was making a bold statement saying that sex without a condom is the new engagement ring, which is what he said. But he also said, you know, when he went back to check on the response that his story was getting, he had no idea that it was going to spark such a heated online debate.
And I sit down and look and I see the comments and I'm like, oh, they coming for my throat. I didn't expect that. Wow, you kind of fall back for a minute like, dang, what have I done? A moment of clarity kind of happens right after that. And you know it, and you ask yourself in a totally different tone, what have I done? You know, and it's almost a feeling of accomplishment. Young people that I interact with who have no chance of interacting with this 45-year-old middle-class white male, they come together and interact on just the strength of a story, and be it a message board on the internet. They're not talking face-to-face. They're not even talking over the telephone, but yet they're sharing their ideas. If they're sharing their ideas, they're being influenced by one another. It's beautiful that this conversation is taking place.
And this conversation lives on our blog, which is npr.org/daydreaming. You can check it out for yourself.
And produced by you, Shireen Meraji. Shireen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.